You are listening to Radio 774's Home Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要继续的和鹿晗来分享这一部经典的爱情电影《真爱至上》。
Hi everyone, I'm 鹿晗。Today we're still talking about movie Love Actually。
我们此前也给大家介绍过类似结构的电影，就是一部电影当中包含了很多个不同的爱情故事。昨天呢，我们跟大家分享了这个 David 和 Nelly 的故事。今天的节目当中呢，我们将讲两个故事。首先说说 Sarah 吧，在一家设计公司工作的 Sarah 呢，从她上班的第一天起就爱上了同公司的设计师 Cal。老板 Harry 呢，劝 Sarah 趁圣诞节的机会啊，向 Cal 大胆表白。
Harry lets her know that the love has been a secret to no one, including Carl, and suggests that since it's Christmas, she should approach him.
Harry?
Sarah, switch off your phone and tell me exactly how long it is that you've been working here.
2 years, 7 months, 3 days, and I suppose, what, 2 hours?
And how long have you been in love with Carl, our enigmatic chief designer?
2 years, 7 months, 3 days, and I suppose 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Not as much.
Do you think everybody knows?
Yes.
Do you think Carl knows?
Yes.
Oh, that is bad news.
Well, I just thought that maybe the time had come to do something about it.
Like what?
Invite him out for a drink, and then after about 20 minutes, casually drop into the conversation the fact that you'd like to marry him and have lots of sex and babies.
You know that?
Yes. And so does Carl. Think about it, for all our sakes. It's Christmas.
Certainly. Excellent. Will do. Thanks, boss.
圣诞节快要到了，这一天呢，这个老板 Harry 啊，把 Sarah 叫到了自己的办公室里，跟他说：“我要给你好好的提一个建议。”
Harry 这样对 Sarah 说：“其实你喜欢 Carl 这件事啊，全公司的人都知道了 ，Carl 他自己也知道。”
And I just thought that maybe the time had come to do something about it.
他说：“现在是时候采取行动了。”
哈利，
莎拉，关掉手机。你坐这儿，告诉我你在这儿坐了多久了？
2年0.7个月，3天又2个小时。
你爱上卡尔，公司神秘的设计师有多久了？
2年7个月3天1个小时又30分钟。
我就知道。
大家都知道吗？
知道。
卡尔知道吗？
知道。
哦，这真是。坏消息。
我只是觉得你应该采取行动了。
什么行动？
你要先请他喝酒，跟他说你想跟他结婚，然后再生一个宝宝。
你知道我想。
对，卡尔也知道。为了大家考虑一下，圣诞节快到。
好的，我会的。我会，谢谢了，老板。
尽管 Sarah 觉得呢，老板 Harry 说的句句在理，但是自己仍然是无法鼓起勇气向 Cal 表示。那在公司的圣诞舞会上啊， Cal 居然主动的来邀请 Sarah 跳舞了，让 Sarah 是有点受宠若惊。
Just one dance before we run out.
For me?
Unless you just.
No, no. Good. Yes. Thank you.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room. I'm just sitting here waiting for you.
圣诞舞会过后 ，Carl 送 Sarah 回家，两个人之间的激情呢瞬间爆发了。但是不巧的是 ，Sarah 患有精神病症的兄弟 Michael 打来的电话破坏了原有的浪漫气氛。
Sarah's mentally ill brother Michael calls and interrupts the couple not once but twice. The second time, Carl suggests she not answer. Her answering effectively ends their relationship.
Sarah 当天晚上就赶到了精神病院去安慰 Michael， 那他和 Carl 之间的恋情呢还没有开始，似乎就已经结束了。
On Christmas Eve, the two wish each other a Merry Christmas, and then Carl leaves.
Night, Sarah.
Night, Carl.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Carl 离开后 ，Sarah 忍不住的哭了出来。这时她唯一的安慰就是她的兄弟 Michael 了。
Afterwards, Sarah briefly cries before calling her brother. She's then shown visiting her brother at the institution where he lives, wrapping a scarf around him as he hugs her.
Save them. Play as time goes by.
My mom always said.Life was like a box of chocolates.
Here's another day.
Listening, sharing, and learning. Home Video. 和我们一起听电影，学英语，分享你的私房拷贝。Join us.
在《真爱至上》这部电影的各个故事当中，人物关系都是相互关联的，其中只有一个是例外。
Each story is linked in some way except for Billy Mack and his manager, who are not friends with any of the characters. However, he appears frequently on characters' videos and TVs.
Billy Mack 是一个过气的歌星，他的经纪人 Joe 希望借一首翻唱经典的圣诞应景歌曲帮 Billy 东山再起。
With the help of his longtime manager Joe, aging rock and roll legend Billy Mack records a Christmas variation of the Trolls' classic hit Love Is All Around.
但是显然呢 ，Billy 太过个性了，在宣传新歌的时候的言语啊毫不收敛，这让 Joe 十分无奈。
So Billy, welcome back to the airwaves. New Christmas single cover of Love Is All Around.
Except we've changed the word love to Christmas.
Yes, is that an important message to you, Bill?
Not really, Mike. Christmas is a time for people with someone they love in their lives.
And that's not you?
That's not me, Michael. When I was young and successful, I was greedy and foolish, and now I'm left with no one, wrinkled and alone.
Wow. Thanks for that, Bill.
For what?
Well, for actually giving a real answer to a question. Doesn't often happen here at Radio Watford, I can tell you.
Ask me anything you like, I'll tell you the truth.
Okay, here's one. How do you think the new record compares to your old classic stuff?
Oh, come on, Mikey, you know as well as I do, the record's crap. But wouldn't it be great if number one this Christmas wasn't some smug teenager, but an old ex-heroin addict searching for a comeback at any price? So if you believe in Father Christmas, children, like your Uncle Billy does, buy my festering turd of a record...And particularly enjoy the incredible crassness of the moment when we try to squeeze an extra syllable into the fourth line.
I think you're referring to, if you really love Christmas.
Come on and let it snow. Ouch.
So, here it is one more time, the dark horse for this year's Christmas number one.Christmas is all around. Thank you, Billy. After this, the news.
经纪人 Joe 相信呢 ，Billy 翻唱这首新歌啊，肯定能够使他东山再起。而且他们的目标呢，是使这支新的单曲成为圣诞节排行榜的冠军。所以呢 ，Joe 就为 Billy 安排了很密集的宣传活动。比如这一天 ，Billy 就到电台接受了主持人的采访。
Why did you choose the song "Love Is All Around" to change it into "Christmas All Around"? This is what Billy says.Christmas is a time for people with someone they love in their lives. 他说呢，圣诞节要跟你爱的人一起过。And that's not me. 但我可过不了这样的圣诞节。When I was young and successful, I was greedy and foolish. 我成名太早了，当时贪图享乐。And now I'm left with no one, wrinkled and alone. 现在呢，只能孤独地度过余生了。
那一个歌手宣传自己的新歌呢，肯定要说这个歌是如何如何的好。但是显然呢 ，Billy 却不喜欢这个翻唱了以后的这首歌。
The radio host might ask, "How do you think the new record compares to your old classic stuff?" 他说，你觉得你的新歌跟经典老歌相比怎么样呢 ？And Billy says, "You know as well as I do, the record's crap." Billy 说呢，你也知道，这新唱片糟透了。
But wouldn't it be great if number one this Christmas wasn't some smart teenager, but an old ex-heroin addict searching for a comeback at any price? 但如果今年圣诞节冠军单曲不是出自十几岁的自大的偶像歌手，而是来自一个不管怎么样都想咸鱼翻身的老歌星，那不是更好吗？接着呢，这个 Billy 也总算给自己做了一下宣传。He says, So if you believe in Father Christmas, children, like your Uncle Billy does, buy my festering turd of a record. 所以孩子们，如果你跟 Billy 叔叔一样相信世界上有圣诞老人的话，就去买我烂到家的唱片吧。
欢迎你接受访问，比利。你翻唱了《爱无处不在》，对吗？
我们把爱改成圣诞歌，你知道吗？
是的，圣诞节对你很重要吗？
并不是这样的，麦克。圣诞节要跟你的爱人一起过。
你没有吗？
我没有，我成名太早了，贪图享乐，所以现在只能孤老的度过余生了。
哇哦，我多谢了。
谢什么？
谢谢你说老实话，比利。偶像歌手很少说实话的，谢谢你知道。
你问什么我都老实回答你。
我再问你，你的新歌比得上经典老歌吗？你自己认为呢？
拜托，你也知道这首歌是逊爆了。我只是希望今年圣诞节冠军单曲得主不是七年级的偶像歌手，而是一个想咸鱼翻身的老歌星。我只是希望这样。小朋友，如果你跟欧巴桑一样相信世上有圣诞老人的话，就去买我的烂单曲吧，听听我们是怎么硬拗的，在第四句歌词里多塞了一个音节。
我猜你说的是，如果你爱圣诞节的话，
祈祷天公下大雪。
那我再播放一次今年应景的圣诞单曲，就是圣诞节无处不在。
尽管 Billy 在各种宣传活动中口不择言出尽洋相，但是最终啊，在圣诞节到来的时候，他的新歌还是如愿的成为了冠军单曲。
Number one on the Radio 1 chart show tonight. Is it Blue or the unexpected Christmas sensation from Billy Mann? Well, you might have guessed it, although you may not believe it. It's Billy Mann.
Hello.
We're live across the nation, and you're number one. How will you be celebrating?
I don't know. Either I could behave like a real rock and roll loser and get drunk with my fat manager, or when I hang up, I'll be flooded by invitations to a large number of glamorous parties.
Let's hope it's the latter. And here it is, number one from Billy Mack. It's Christmas is all around.
Oh, Jesus, not that crap again!
在圣诞节的时候呢 ，Billy 和他的经纪人 Joe 还有一些朋友啊，都聚在一起，在收听这个广播节目，听听到底这个冠军单曲会不会是他们的这首新歌呢？结果真的是让 Billy 惊喜，他也终于算是成功的咸鱼翻身了。接着呢，电台的主持人就给 Billy 打来了电话，表示祝贺。
When they ask how will him be celebrating, Billy says, "Well, either I could behave like a real rock and roll loser and get drunk with my fat manager."他说呢，有两种可能性，一种呢是我就真的是一个落魄的摇滚歌手，跟我的胖经纪人喝个烂醉。Or when I hang up, I'll be flooded by invitations to a large number of glamorous parties. 他说还有一种可能性呢，就是我一放下电话，就接到一大堆高级派对的邀请。这个 be flooded by something 就可以很形象的理解为被洪水淹没的意思，所以他在这里呢 be flooded by invitations。就可以理解为邀请多的就像潮水一般涌来。Be flooded by something 还可以理解为充斥的意思。For example, I can say the market was flooded by counterfeit money. 市场上充斥着假钞。
今晚的单曲冠军究竟是谁呢？是 Blue 的新歌，还是 Melody 的圣诞应景歌？也许你们不相信，是 Melody。你是第一名，嗨 ，Billy，
嗨，
这是现场转播，你是第一名，你要怎么样庆祝呢？
哦，不知道，我可以像个落魄的歌手，跟我的胖经纪人喝个烂醉，或是我放下电话， 受到一大堆派对狂欢的邀请。
希望是第二个选择。现在是 Maybelline 的冠军单曲，圣诞节无处不在。
我天哪，别放这首烂歌了。哈哈哈
哈。果然 Billy 很快就接到了 Elton John 的邀请，前去参加圣诞夜的狂欢了。就一个人回到家，孤零零的边喝酒边看着电视里播放着 Billy 的新歌的 MV。 这时 Billy 却意外的出现在了 Joe 家的门口。
What the hell are you doing here? It's supposed to be Elton Jones.
Yeah, well, I was there for a minute or two, and then I had an epiphany.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, come on.
So, what was this epiphany?
It was about Christmas.
Do you realize it was all around?
No, I realize that Christmas is the time to be with the people you love.
Right.
And...I realize that as dire chance and fateful cock-up would have it, here I am, mid-50s, and without knowing it, I've gone and spent most of my adult life with a chubby employee. and much as it grieves me to say it, it might be that the people I love is, in fact, you.
Well, this is a surprise.
Yeah.
10 minutes at Elton John, you're as gay as a maple.
No, look, I'm serious here. I left Elton's hanging out with you at Christmas.
Oh, Bill.
It's a terrible, terrible mistake, Chubbs. But you turn out to be the fucking love of my life. And to be honest, despite all my complaining...We have had a wonderful life.
Well, thank you. Yeah, come on. It's been an honor. I feel very proud.
看到 Billy 来了 ，Joe 很是吃惊。他说：“你不应该是正在参加 Elton John 的那个聚会吗？怎么会跑到我这儿来了呢
？”Billy says, "I was there for a minute or two, and then I had an epiphany." 他说：“我在那儿待了一两分钟，然后就突然顿悟了。这个 epiphany 就是顿悟的意思。I realized that Christmas is the time to be with the people you love." 我意识到圣诞节要和你爱的人一起度过。And I realized that's their chance.And faithful cock-up will have it. Here I am, mid-50s, and without knowing it. 然后我就意识到呢，这个情况确实有点糟糕。我都活到50多岁了，还没有闹明白。I've gone and spent most of my adult life with a chubby employee. 我这大半辈子都跟胖经纪人在一起。And much as it grieves me to say it, it might be that the people I love is in fact you. 虽然我也很不想这么说，但我在这个世上唯一爱的人其实就是你。And to be honest,Despite all my complaining, we've had a wonderful life. 老实说，虽然我老是抱怨吧，但我们确实一起度过了美好的人生。
你在这儿干嘛？你应该在儿子家那儿。我才去了一两分钟，就有一个领悟了。真的？是的。来，上来吧。来，你有什么领悟？跟圣诞节有关的。你发现圣诞节无处不在，那不是圣诞节要跟你爱的人在一起度过。没错，你知道人生苦短，稍纵即逝。我来了，我都活到50多岁，到现在才发现，我的大半辈子都跟胖经纪人在一起。虽然。我很不想这么说，但是我在这个世界上唯一爱的人，其实是你。哦，这太令人意外了。是啊，你一去找埃尔顿强就变成同志了。我是认真的。我离开了埃尔顿强那儿。哦，这是个错误，知道吗，胖子？不过我发现你才是我最亲的人，哼。老实说，虽然我老是抱怨，不过我们却一起度过了美好的人生。
哦，我是说，这是我的荣幸。
哦，
我感到骄傲。
那在这部电影《真爱至上》当中呢，我们体会了很多不同的爱。对于比利来说呢，走过了大半辈子，他才意识到，原来在身边一直支持他、鼓励他、和他同甘共苦的这个老朋友 Joe 才是他最亲的人。友情呢，同样是十分可贵的。
I feel it in my fingers,
in my fingers.
I feel it in my toes,
yeah.
Christmas is all around me,
all around
and
me.
So the feeling grows,
so the feeling grows, oh.
It's written in the wind,
in the wind.
Everywhere I go
All right, let's look at the review section. Be flooded by something. 什么东西如潮水般涌来 Epiphany, 顿悟
All right, that's all for today. 明天节目当中我们将继续的和卢涵来分享这一部《真爱至上》，再来听两个感人的故事。如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video， 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com。 当然也欢迎你继续锁定 Radio 774收听外语广播接下来的节目英语 PK 台。 I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm the one, see you.
Moons and dreams and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feelAs every fairy tale comes to you, I've looked at love that way. But now it's just another show, and you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them knowDon't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
Play them. Play as time goes by.
My mom always saidLife was like a box of chocolates.
Here's another day.
Listening, sharing, and learning. Home Video. 和我们一起听电影，学英语，分享你的私房草莓。Join us.
想省钱省心省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧，微信用户搜索公众号北京外语广播，就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目，每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间零敲碎打学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信，订阅您的英语学习好管家。
be falling in love, but it's so hard to break somebody's heart. What seems like a good idea turned into a battlefield. One lust has turned to dust, and all that's left held breath. Forgotten who we first met. What seemed like a good idea turned into a battlefield.